The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading.
We are back. Jim, I'm going to ask you to hang on a second because we've been talking about the Iraq incident in July of 07. WikiLeaks has released a classified U.S. military video depicting the indiscriminate slaying of over a dozen people in an Iraq suburb of New Baghdad, including two Reuters news staff. Reuters has been trying to obtain the video through the Freedom of Information Act without success since the time of the attack. The video, shot from an Apache helicopter gunsight, clearly shows the unprovoked slaying of a wounded Reuters employee and his rescuers. Two young children involved in the rescue were also seriously wounded. Folks, take a look at the video. Take a look at the van the rescuers showed up. 30-millimeter cannon hitting at it and made it skip across the quadrant like a stone off of water. The military did not reveal how the Reuters staff were killed and stated that they did not know how the children were injured. After demands by Reuters, the incident was investigated by the U.S. military, concluded that the actions of a soldier were in accordance with the law of armed conflict and its own rules of engagement. Consequently, WikiLeaks has released the classified rules of engagement for 2006, 7, and 8, revealing these rules before, during, and after the killings. Now, WikiLeaks has released both the original 38-minute video and a shorter version with the initial analysis. Subtitles have been added to both versions from the radio transmissions. And I will caution you, these are testosterone-ridden pilots, and they're not real polite. In other words, foul language. Now, WikiLeaks, as I said, WikiLeaks obtained this video as well as supporting documents from the number of military whistleblowers, and they go to great lengths to verify the authenticity and the information it receives. They've analyzed the information about this incident from a variety of source material. We have spoken to witnesses and journalists directly involved in the incident. Now, WikiLeaks wants to ensure that all leaked information it receives gets the attention it deserves. In this particular case, some of the people killed were journalists that were simply doing their jobs, putting their lives at risk in order to report on war. Iraq is a very dangerous place for these journalists since 2003. From 2003, 6 years, through 2009, 139 journalists were killed while doing their work. Now, I'll get into the Glenn Greenwald story, but he says, you know what? Yeah, there's serious danger over there. The serious danger and incidents like this in Iraq slaughter are exposed in piecemeal, in unusual fashion. Namely, the tendency to talk it through is an aberration. It isn't. It's the opposite. It's par for the course. SOP here, folks, standard operating procedure. What we do in wars, invasions, and occupations. And understand something. I am not a peacenik, peace, love, and dope, and we don't need military or anything like that. Do you notice what the powers that be did when you wouldn't support the direct actions of our government as far as the Middle East went? What did the cowards do? Well, my God, you're not going to say you're not going to support our troops, are you? Oh, oh, that is low. So how would you like me to respond to that one? That I don't support my U.S. troops that have taken an oath and have been used unethically and immorally? What, am I supposed to cast them off? To disparage the United States military and all its branches? Oh, no, you're not going to put me in that shade and that shed. Uh-uh. No, I will honor my brethren, because I was in the military myself. I will honor them by getting them out of harm's way and not risking their lives for absolutely nothing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. By the way, Jim, you saw that video. Did you see anybody in? He dropped? Ah. I was going to ask him if he saw any RPG in that. I certainly didn't. And Ed in Colorado, if you're listening today, I don't buy it. But let's not pick fly stuff out of the sugar bowl. You know, I mean, how much more blood? How much? Now, a major reason, and according to Glenn Greenwald from Salon.com, he writes, the major reason there are hundreds of thousands of dead innocent civilians in Iraq and thousands more in Afghanistan is because this is what we do. This is why so many of those civilians are dead. What one sees on that video is how we conduct our wars. That's why it's repulsive for, you know, to watch people, including some liberals, attack WikiLeaks for slandering the troops or complain the objections to these actions and fairly disparage the military because our guys are the good guys. They act differently 99.99999% of the time. And that's blatantly false. Fox News is nothing but a neocon outlet. juxtaposed against MSNBC and the crew over there that are left-leaning little commies, and that's your basic choice of news. Fair and balanced. There it is. Now, just as was true of the deceitful attempt to depict Abu Ghraib, their abusers as rogue bad apples once their conduct was exposed with photographs, when the reality was that they were acting in complete consistency with authorized government policy. Torture. Demeaning torture. Proving to these people in Iraq they're exactly what they thought we were. The guys that show up on the white horses, the white knights, to bring democracy and peace. Really? And we had the ex-general on this network before she was hijacked by somebody else that lost her rank, and they bounced her back to colonel because she saw what was going on in Abu Ghraib. Sanchez was the guy that was responsible for that. Did he take any heat? No, she did. She lost her rank, and boom, she's out of the military. Why? Because she thought it was disgusting as well. And that is officially sanctioned and authorized by the military. And of course, somebody will pick up a four-star general out of the Pentagon or on somebody's panel and go, no, that's not the policy of the United States. What are they going to tell the American people? That, yeah, that's what we do. What, are they going to tell them that? Now, in a perverse way, the typically moral, depraved neocons who are justifying these killings are actually being more honest than those trying to pretend this is some sort of rare and an unusual event. Those who support having U.S. invade and wage war on other countries are endorsing precisely this behavior. Now, as this video demonstrates, the soldiers and the Apache did not take a single step, including killing those unarmed men who tried to rescue the wounded, without first receiving formal permission from their superiors. Beyond that, the Pentagon yesterday, once the video was released, suddenly embraced the wisdom of transparency by posting online the reports of the so-called investigations it undertook into this incident. Now, as a result of the pressure from Reuters, by the way, those formal investigations not only found that every action taken by those soldiers was completely justified, including the firing on an unarmed civilian rescuers, but also found that there is no need for any remedial steps to be taken to prevent future occurrence. What we see on that video is what the U.S. does on a constant and regular basis in these countries, and it's what we've been doing for years. It's obviously consistent with our policies and practices for how we fight in these countries, which is exactly what those investigative reports concluded. Now, all of this is usually kept from us. You know, like George Bush ordering that, you know, hey, we don't need to see flag-draped coffins with U.S. soldiers in them. We don't need to show that. We need to accentuate the positive. Well, of all of this is usually kept from us, unlike those in the Muslim world who are shown these realities quite frequently by their free press, we don't usually see what is done by us. We stay blissfully insulated from it. So then in those rare instances when we're geographically exposed to it, or graphically, not geographically, graphically exposed to it, we can tell ourselves that it is all very unusual and rare. That's how we collectively dismiss the Abu Ghraib prison photos. And it's why the Obama administration took extraordinary steps to suppress all the rest of the torture photos. Because further disclosure would have revealed that behavior to be standard and common, not at all unusual or extraordinary. Now, paranoid? You're going to take the United States military and you're going to meld them with the police in this country. For what? For what purpose? Karen Tostado. Hello, Karen.
Hi, John. Well, I didn't have the stomach to actually watch all of the footage, but I heard it, and I'll tell you, I think it's a great reason to strike. I think it's more reason than ever to withhold support from this government gone wild and the corruption that we've allowed. Over $1 billion a week on war, and this is what we pay for.
Well, how'd the strike work out, by the way?
8 days to go. I'm still pounding the pavement. You know, I'm still wanting to let people understand how important it is to withdraw our support, because this is what we pay for. And as long as we go about our lives as usual, they're going to keep letting this happen. These atrocities are funded for by us, not to mention the depleted uranium that we use when we're over there. It's totally destroying the property.
And Karen, you didn't watch the whole video that, and that was from above, death from above. I'm sure you've not reviewed too many photographs of Iraqi women giving birth to, and they're poisoned by uranium and they didn't even know it, and giving birth to these babies that are almost unrecognizable.
I have seen that on Google, these poor, pathetic little creatures that don't even look human. And we allow that. And so I'm just wanting Americans to grow a backbone, to stand up and say no more, to stop defending indefensible or undefensible behavior, which is just what this war is. Power and greed. Henry Kissinger says military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And you were talking earlier, John, about how this is the type of mindset. But a lot of these kids have grown up in the PlayStation generation, and this has been planned. It's been planned that they think nothing of blowing away human lives because it's just a game to them. They're used to it. We have to stop and wake up, Americans. We have to stop subsidizing this, paying for this. We've got to find a backbone, withdraw support, educate ourselves about what it means to be a patriot, and participate in this strike.
Well, and you know, as I said to you before, Karen, you know, that's a good take. I do not know at this point. Nothing is going to change in Washington, D.C., and I don't give a damn whether the Republicans, and God help us, if the Republicans do get control back of the Congress and the Senate, what difference does it make? Because now you just brought the neocons back in for more war and more destruction and more spending and more. But, you know, the Democrat, well, they were there. They were going to get us out of the Middle East, right?
You know, John, I don't see any point in voting at all until corporations are stripped of personhood status, until they're held accountable for their externalities, until you get rid of lobbyists completely, until you get rid of voting machines and all the voter fraud that goes with it.
Karen, how do we do it, though? This is the million-dollar question. You know, I don't know. I don't know if you saw the reaction. If you followed the Sam Kennedy thing, the problem I had was,
and I don't think that's entirely over yet.
No, it's not. But my point was that the only problem I'm having with this thing is I don't know what direction this guy is going. I don't know what he's doing. Please give me a heads up so I know when to duck when something flies at me. That was my problem. But many people attack the guy. Well, hell, at least he did something, whether it was right or totally wrong. At least he tried to do something. And I'm telling you that the only way that we're going to straighten out this national government is we got to do from the bottom up. We've got to do it on state level. In the meantime, if they feel their power structure is threatened in Washington, D.C., what are they going to do to the American people that are trying to upset their apple cart, their perceived enemies of government? I want my government back! I want my Constitution back!
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we are back. Karen, go ahead.
Well, John, what I feel is that the only person worth voting for is the county sheriff, and to make sure that the county sheriff is a constitutional sheriff.
Yeah.
And that the rest of it, in my opinion, can continue on its descent because it's already gone to hell, and I don't see any reason whatsoever to waste any of my time, my effort, my tax dollars trying to hold up a sinking ship. As long as the corporations are in the background, as long as the bankers are in the background, it doesn't matter who's in office. It's an illusion, and it distracts us from getting those guys out in the light. And there's enough money to go around. You know, the Rothschilds have stolen our money, along with the Rockefellers and the Morgans, who are just now caught manipulating the silver market.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to say, wait a minute, you know, we can feel bad and we can feel ashamed, and believe me, I do. I am not proud to say that I'm American when I see what we allow. But I'm proud now because I stand up for what I believe, and I want to encourage everybody else, come on, we've got to snap out of this, to snap out of the apathy and to snap out of the, what do? We take our power back, damn it. We take our power back at the county level.
You know, but you know what gets me on a personal level, to do all of this to inform the American people at large, and to not even be successful in my own sphere that I have the greatest influence over. That was most.
You are successful, John. You
no,
are.
No, no. I said, Karen, in my own personal sphere. In other words, I was talking about my own family. That I failed miserably.
You cannot listen, John. I understand completely what you're talking about. A book that has helped me immensely is The Four Agreements. And it makes things real simple. You know, be impeccable with your word. Well, I try to do that, and I know that you're an honorable man, and you try to do that as well. Number two, you don't take anything personally. And you're taking it personally right now because it's not about you, it's about them. You're doing all that you can.
No, Karen. No. I didn't take it personally. No, you misunderstood what I had said. I wasn't defending myself. By God, I have no reason to defend myself. Now, that's not what I had said. But at any rate, let's not get off into some little rabbit hole somewhere. The question was, how in the hell do we go about influencing the people in Washington, D.C.?
We withdraw support.
Well, okay, let me stop you here, Karen, because these are all platitudes that I've heard over and over again. How do we do it? How do we do it?
We take our money out of the bank and we start to grow a garden and we start to find work for ourselves somewhere out of the system. We start to form our own communities. We start to live our lives. We reach out and we find the people who feel like we do because we are out there. We're out there. And this is just going to go to hell in a handbasket anyway. And the more energy and time we put into it, the tea parties have been turned into tea potties. You know, it's capitalization all over. We're the ones being crapped on. And, you know, we need to get out of the way.
But in the meantime, while we're planting our little gardens and holing up in one area and telling ourselves that we're free people and we're not going to take part in that, do the corporations say, you know what, we're going to take some time out here? Do these dirty bastards sitting in Washington, D.C. that are causing all the harm to this country, are they going to look at their watch and go, you know what, we're going to give these guys an opportunity, at least unfettered for a little while, to go do their thing? That is not going to stop.
Right.
It is not going to stop.
If we stop crowding ourselves into the cities, if we start recognizing that we, the people, need to come together, we are the worker bees. They're the guys up there telling us what to do and where to go. Well, it's time just to tell them where to go, to back off and let them do their own dirty work. Now, I know not all of us are ready to do that, but we're starting to wake up, John, and we're starting to realize that we don't have to play their game. We can move. We can get up and move. Now, it won't be comfortable, but we can. We can do whatever we can to get the hell out of the system that they're crashing down around us. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, and I am not one, and on a larger scale, I've had people suggest that, well, damn it, we should secede from the Union. Oh, exactly, that's what I want to do. When I've got the creatures, the global elite, with so much help from Washington, D.C., building up the New World Order, and we forgot about those fine people, building up the New World Order, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to drop back on my little patch of ground on planet Earth to watch these creatures one day come after me. That doesn't solve the problem. Solve it, disassociating and dropping out does not solve the problem.
It solves the problem individually.
Well, hell, if that's the case, I should have given you a life preserver while you were on the Titanic.
You are a cranky joker today, John.
Yes, I am. Well, look, I don't know how long you've been doing this. I've been doing this for a long time.
Well, obviously, you're much older and much crankier than I am. How's that?
Well, that's fine. You go out and dig up $3.5 million to do what I've done on this network for 6 years, and then tell me that, you know, I'm cranky. Look, Karen, coming up in how many days is the national strike? Let's get back on that subject, because I'm not one to trifle with today.
Well, I understand that, and my point isn't to trifle with you, John, but I'll tell you, since I got out of the system, since I started to become involved in gardening, since I started to become in a local community, I feel much better because I'm not preoccupied watching all the horror that's happening. Now, I know that this is not going to be easy, and not everyone is going to be able to get out of the way.
Right.
But I'm reaching out to the people who see the necessity in getting out of the way and standing up and withdrawing their support.
I understand.
Over 300 million of us need to wake up, and of course we're going to get cranky. No, I mean, it's not fun, but we've got an opportunity here to come together and withdraw support, and we ought to do that.
All right, just hang on. I'm going to shut up after the break, and I want you to put out the particulars about this strike. I'll give you a fair shot after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back. Karen Testato, your strike information, please.
All right, the website is taxfree15.com, and folks, we have 8 days. We have 8 days to go to the store, to get what we need, to really start shopping from mom-and-pop stores so that we don't have to spend a dime from April 15th through April 18th. We want to withdraw support. We want to keep our money. We want to send a message that we're not responsible for speculative banking debt, nor are we responsible for allowing our children to be collateral, and we've had it with this illegal, undeclared war. Over $1 billion a week on war, folks. Yeah. Think about what that could do for our families.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, John.
All right. You called me, okay? Just don't. God bless America. You know, I'm not kidding, folks. You know, I've had to raise $3.5 million, and we haven't even made the 6 year yet. And I'm happy to have people out there, you know, taking advantage of and going along and helping whatever else. But damn it, don't put words in my mouth. Please. It gets me highly upset. You know, I don't know what else I have to give because I've given all I can. This has cost me personally. It's on the verge of costing me a marriage. My life. I ain't got squat. But I'm going to keep fighting every day. And if you want to pull my cord, Get right ahead. I can tell you one thing. I ain't in the mood for it. So please, don't put words in my mouth, okay? Ralph in Alaska, Mr. Winter Road. Hi, Ralph.
Well, hello, John. I've got two comments. One about the military and one about, you want a short remedy? I'll give you that, too. The first one is what shocked me about the military, being in the military, too, and I'm not out to denigrate the military. But that film dishonored America. We do not fire on unarmed civilians picking up wounded. That's a fact. It's not acceptable. I, myself, did not see any weapons. I am not saying that they weren't there. The thing that really bothered me that I would like to see is what are these rules of engagement that exist, which we're probably never going to see, and who was this party that was giving the okay to do it? And the last thing is the cavalier attitude of the military in taking human life. That's unacceptable also. Now, I understand they may get seeing their friends or something get killed, you may step over the line there.
Yeah, and all this.
But it was like it was a video game.
Yeah,
and that's not acceptable.
Well, in the broader point to this whole thing, we can sit here and argue semantics and who did what and how it looked and how. Why the hell are we even there? Why are we there?
Well, that's the underlying problem of why are we there? Why are we still there?
Yeah.
And if I were an Iraqi, I'd be lividly pissed having witnessed this, and I'm sure this is by far not the first time it's happened, and I'm sure it's not going to be the last.
We
dishonored our country.
You know, I said this a long time ago, Ralph. At what point does terrorism really become real in this country by people that have sat and watched their fellow countrymen butchered? You know, at what point in time do they really start seriously considering retaliatory attacks against the hosting nations? I don't believe that we've had any credible terrorist attacks in this country so far.
I don't either.
And what I've seen so far was provocateuring, provocation, to bring in a kind of military-style snoop and poop on everybody, we don't trust anybody, and excuse me, we're here to help you. The justification for basically a police state where you have no damn rights.
That's what we're doing. It's basically the culmination of what Eisenhower said about our military empire, or whatever the words were. It's all going in that direction.
Military-industrial complex. Well, you heard the ex-cop, ex-military ex-cop that was on the program. I held him for an extended time because I wanted to pick his brain a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Ralph. Hey, I appreciate your call, buddy.
Okay, I get one more comment.
Yeah.
Hey, healthcare bill. You asked, what can we do? Number one, the health care bill has absolutely no application to you, me, or the fence post. So why are we running to say, what am I going to do? And the way you discern these things is you take what that bill is and you compare it to what happened when they used to actually pass laws of the United States. There are three things you will always find, without exception, in what Congress is doing today that didn't exist prior to the Civil War. Agencies, regulations, and the thing that's a killer, and you'll find it in this document many times, it only has applications to a citizen or a national of the United States.
But here's the point, Ralph. It's not going to stop them from showing up at your door going, we see you don't have health care.
Okay, so what we need to do, the people, is to understand how do we do, shall we say, peaceful civil unrest and tell these guys to go to hell, because until your regulations have the forced effect of law, which means the same effect as a statute, which none of them do, I'm not doing one damn thing. I am not going to do this, but the people do not understand that we have this fourth branch. It's here, folks, whether you like it or not, whether they want to tell you, it's here. And you don't know how to fight the regulations. You don't know how to carry on a conversation about what the agencies are, because these regulations do not have the force and effect of law. And there are only two ways they can get that way. is a formal rulemaking, which means they have a court-type environment where the agency must actually bring in substantive evidence and present it in an open forum, and you and I get to cross-examine them. The second one is what's called notice and comment. They put it in the Federal Register, they give us notice, and we can comment, then they come back and they address the comments, and then 30 days later, here they come. Agencies do neither of these two processes. No, they do not. Medical cannot, because it's a benefit. It can never rise to that level. IRS doesn't do it. And so as soon as we have the knowledge to discern how to argue, your regulations are kind of no have no validity.
Yeah, well, and here's the problem. Number one, I didn't ask for this. Number two, the American people are not going to understand this. Number three, the people that are going to be showing up at your door, and these are going to be IRS people, that's going to be who's going to be doing the enforcing here. So let me, while I'm here, let me check your tax records, and oh, you don't have that insurance. And oh, by the way, here's your court summons, and you know what? You might go to prison. No.
Well, that's the other thing that we need to understand, and this is why we have as much of a critical constitutional crisis right now sitting in the Supreme Court, McDonald versus City of Chicago. In that case, the Supreme Court brought out, are we going to overturn Cruikshank, the constitutional right where the Second Amendment has no application in the several states under the definition of liberty and freedom? Or do we invoke, and they cite it, the Civil Rights Act of 1866, the statutory definition of a citizen of the United States, where that was granted strictly to the Negroes to have the same rights as white citizens? Are we going to invoke that? And of course, they do not ever mention that in 1870, they said, oh, by the way, the blacks can be naturalized the same as everybody else, but we're not going to tell anybody about that. Now, that is sitting in the Supreme Court, and if they rule, because everybody says, oh, well, you have the right to bear arms in Chicago, just like in the District of Columbia. Yes, but the right to bear arms is not secured in the Second Amendment in the federal Constitution. It is secured in the Constitution of Illinois.
Yeah.
So now what are they going to do? That's a major crisis that's coming down, and it's unbelievable.
Well, I was talking to one of these press doppelgangers that was trying to get me to do an interview, and I said to him, I said, do you realize, I said, the argument that was given for the Obamacare, that we do this, what? We do this under the Commerce Clauses. And Ralph, you know, how much have they slid under the constitutional radar by those mechanisms, just the interstate commerce clauses? How much authority has been claimed by the federal government through those clauses?
They cite one Supreme Court case that has no application in this because, again, it has application to do with a citizen of the United States. Well, I'm not one.
Yeah,
but you bring that issue up, you've got fighting words.
Yeah, but the question I just ask you, I mean, do you even know? Does anybody even know? What regulatory, whether it be correct or incorrect or whatever, how much they've slid under those commerce clauses into the states and demanded that the state obey the federal guidelines or rules or regulations or statutes or whatever the heck they're calling them, how much damage have they done through the states through those commerce clauses?
You know what's hidden in that, under that cover, clothed in commerce clauses, is grants. They say, the state, if you will do this, because it's all hidden usually under what's called a state plan, all your driver's licenses, all this stuff, we will grant you money if you will do this and implement it in your state. So it's they're just buying off the legislators in the several states.
Oh,
and they bite every time.
But we got 13 states, or the attorneys generals are filing suit against the Fed because this Obamacare thing is illegal and unconstitutional. Are they going to let loose of all the other? Are we going to start getting out the laundry list under that Commerce Clause? See, this is what I want an answer on. Because they're claiming authority over the states. And the states are now saying, you know, hey, you know, we're going to fight you on this issue. Well, what about the other issues? And I'd like to have those clearly defined. What the hell has the federal government done to the states? And at the point of a gun, sometimes, they will tell you you've got to comply.
Well, those attorneys that have filed that, I looked at it briefly, they have opened Pandora's box.
I hope so, and I hope it stays open.
The bottom line is you can't accept one benefit and hide it and then say the other benefit that we're not going
to
take.
Well, and you know what? If that's what it has to take to bring this to light and the states finally get wise and go, okay, well, wait a minute. Why are we emptying the pockets of our state citizens for federal tax money? How about this? That we don't send the Fed any more taxes. We'll keep our tax money in our own states to do our own road repairs. Thank you, federal government. We've just taken over the highways in our own state. You claim that your property? Guess what? It's not. Not any longer. It now belongs to the state. We will use our own tax money to take care of our own problems. Get the hell out of my face.
That's why Texas missed a great opportunity with Medina.
I'm telling you. I don't even want to get into that. Hey, Ralph, I got tons of calls here.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Antonio in Maryland. Hello, Antonio. You there? Yeah, see, you're on that phone talking to those people too much.
I have to say that starting off where Ralph left off there about the states, I just watched the other evening my state Senate just click off law after law about every 10 to 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Without discussion.
Yeah.
Just like that, one after another. And also, I wanted to mention something about the video you were speaking about earlier.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
There's
a longer video, one that's 39 minutes, and it actually shows them shooting a Hellfire missile at an unarmed guy. And that's just ridiculous. I mean, if these people were a threat, like, to the U.S. military there, do they think that they would have been walking out in the open like that?
Well, and you know, I mean, how could it be determined by a helicopter pilot that wasn't the press's own personal guard to protect them in case they got in trouble?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I had somebody email me here and say, well, I saw an RPG. I didn't see an RPG. And I didn't see an AK-47 either.
I did see, I think I saw maybe one or two fellows who may have had a long-arm weapon.
Well, and you know what? That's as common in households over in Iraq as salt and pepper shakers are here.
Yeah, but considering the conditions there in Iraq, would you be walking around unarmed in those conditions?
And I'll tell you what, I'm wondering why anybody's walking around over there. I'm telling you. Hey, Antonio, thanks for your call, my friend.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Steve in Indiana. Hello, Steve. You people have been holding forever. I'm trying to clear out the board here. Hello, Steve. Is he there?
Hey.
There he is.
Steve in Georgia.
Steve in Georgia. Okay.
Doesn't matter where I'm at. I'm still talking to you.
All right.
I feel your pain. You know, I watched this Kennedy fella, and it apparently is working well, and Fulford's still tied in on a worldwide scale. And you know, John, we're fighting... What 70% of our own people don't get it, don't care. And it lasts because since we were born and raised, and I think I'm about your age, we've been lied to, not only by the government, by the church. I'm Catholic. No, I'm not Catholic anymore.
Right.
They're embarrassing me. They're a pure embarrassment. They're no better than the Freemasons. You get to the cardinal level, and then all of a sudden you're a Satanist.
Well,
that's the way they work.
And you know, you've heard my comments on that. Why back in
absolutely.
The 16,
yeah.
What was it, 16th or 17th century, they said to the priest, hey, you can't be married. And it's been a cabal. I mean, this is no kidding. I kid you not, Steve.
I know.
It's been a cabal for homosexuality for centuries.
And it's almost like that for everything. You can't even pick up a textbook that we read and get the truth out. They gave you the cover story. They didn't give you the real story.
There you go.
Look at the story of the Civil War. It's all a lie. I mean, we could go on with all that stuff, but I'm rather surprised. All this money that they've got in these packages and all this money that Fulford talks about, it would seem like if you're going to fix anything here, you've got to get the media back in here. And I don't know. I'm sure that's obviously not an easy thing to do. You're in the media and I'm not. So.
Yeah.
But at some point, you would think that they'd take some of that money and work back into the media again and get the truth back out there where the majority of the people could hear the truth. And again, I suppose it's 70% or, yeah, 70% of the 70% will still turn it off and turn the channel and go back over to their sitcom or whatever.
Well, and that's what they've been trained, to be non-participatory and to remain stupid. That's what they have been taught how to do.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like you. I sit here. I'm depressed. I'm sitting here in my own house. I got 7 years left of my mortgage. And I'm thinking, well, why should I even bother fixing anything up? Because if I do anything with the currency and give me one for every two I give them, I can't even stay in my own house. I'm 57 years old. The Social Security I put in there is probably, I'm probably never going to see it. So that was ripped off. Everything's a lie.
But you know what? If you speak out against it, you're a right-wing extremist and you're anti-government.
Well, I know. Even my friends on any other level, I'm a decent person, I'm a smart person, and they're always, well, you know, you ought to do this because you know better than this, and yada yada. Whenever I talk about this, they want to, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You've been listening to the internet. I said, well, what do you even listen to? Mainstream media?
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's like, it's frustrating as hell. I don't know what else to do. You know, and like you say, you go to a tea party, then you're on the list if you.
You know, and I put the story up on the website. There were 88 media companies in this country.
Yeah, now six or eight.
Now we've got six. And we have the alternative media that's broker than broke.
And they're synthetic Jews.
Not the alternative media. I hope you're not speaking about me in this network.
Like Murdoch.
Yeah.
And well, I have no problem with real Jews. There's no problem with that. But this, the synthetic ones, that, and I feel for the real Jews.
Yeah. You know, here we go again.
I feel for me being Catholic now, because even the Pope came. I don't know if you heard this, but back about 6 or 7 months ago, I was coming out of the kitchen, and they had this thing on our Pope says, it's time for us to have a new center world leader. And I'm thinking, the Pope just said that? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Romans.
And I started checking into the church a little harder, and I said, well, you're done, Frank, sir. And if I was him, I wouldn't stand out in the lightning with my arms up in the air anymore.
Well, and you know, it's kind of strange, going back to the Roman Empire. You know, that was the New World Order of the day. They conquered.
Well, that's the Roman Catholic Church. Exactly.
Well, and yeah, I was just going to say, and look where all this sprung out of, so it doesn't really surprise me the Pope comes out and says something like that. Hey, thanks for your call.
Well, you know, Malachi Martin, you heard the Malachi Martin thing was assassinated or poisoned or whatever, because he starts speaking at his windswept house that the devil was in the Catholic Church, and now the newest or the biggest exorcist says that all the cardinals don't believe in Jesus, they believe in Satan. I don't know if you've seen all that or not, but it's just,
no, I have not.
Well, it's been there, so I feel your pain, my friend. I'm still thinking. The only thing I can see is they got to get a hold of the medias. I don't know how, because I know what will cause that, but
yeah.
Or what it'll cause, but my thoughts are with you, buddy. I keep thinking, and thank you for being out there and trying. Anyway, it's if we can't get the general public to care about their own country, what in the hell are you and I going to do?
Just get shot and you're there, thrown in prison.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Steve, thanks for your call, bud.
Yeah, man, you have a good day.
Okay. Rich in Missouri. Hello, Rich. Rich.
Hey. Yeah, hey, John, I can't even tell you what I owe you for your service to all of us. Fantastic show, outstanding network. I just had a couple things. You know, this nonsense with the military, they should be, my opinion, facing the firing squad. Private Slovak faced it for less. This Karen is, I appreciate the woman. I'm tired of hearing her. I hear her 3 or 4 times a day on every radio station.
I know. But she, here's somebody with a passion, but the point is she's using what people have built out there that they're desperately trying to hang on to, and not just hang on to it for the sake of being there, but to make it grow. So people, God, I could ramble on for another hour. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Well, exactly, John. You're right. But, you know, grow a garden. Well, the garden's nice to have, but what's that going to do against the Federal Reserve and the banking system? Let me put one by her, and let's see if maybe we can remedy this and she can maybe alter her plan here. How about this? How about we pick out a week and nobody in this nation uses a credit card for a week?
There you go. Now, that might be something.
Let's see what happens then.
Well,
and in the meantime, my friend, you just keep doing a fantastic job. because you're the kind of glue that's going to keep this nation together and these people informed and educating the new ones coming up. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it, Rich. Yeah, you know, I was saying to somebody in the office today, you know, all this comes back down on my shoulders. And if I crumble, you know, what happens to the network? What happens to 30 different hosts on this network? Do you know there's only real two viable alternative medias out there? I don't want to demean anybody out there that's doing online and stuff like that. You know, God love you and keep going. But there is only two strong alternative medias out there. You know, I know Joe McNeil over at Micro Effect. He's doing his thing, and you know, hey. But we are doing this on next to nothing. And I am trying desperately to pull in qualified people. Pull in qualified people to make this network grow. Because if there is not time in this country right now for this message to be heard, it never will be. Because I'm not going to depend on Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or this clown Glenn Beck. Do yourself a favor. Do some history on this guy. This guy is a freak. He's... Whoa. So what do we have? Tell you what we got. We got ourselves. And we better make some good buds and pals and get people on board, because it is relative calm out there right now, folks. You can see it brewing. You can see it building. But it's calm, man. This is going to look like a spring day into the future. You're going to look back on days like this and go, my God, I thought it was bad then. Hell, that was Disneyland time. BJ in UK. Hello, BJ.
PJ, how are you doing, John? No, just very quickly, I know you're running out of time. We use the word here in the UK, the boycott. Do they use that word there, boycotting a company or that?
Yeah, they use the term. I'm sorry, PJ. There was it was misspoken on the
That's
screen
okay.
here. Yeah.
That's okay. But no. I am at low points from time to time. But very briefly, just all the financial people, including Bob Chapman, I would never criticize the man behind his back, but can they not get funds together from all the financial people that they know? It's money for broadcasting, increasing the range of the broadcasting. It's not the bottom line. If you could broadcast across 50 states, what kind of money is that, by the way? A few million dollars?
Well, and I'll tell you what, I won't tip my hand on the air, but we have a plan that for literally pennies on the dollar that we can do exactly what you just suggested. Okay. And it ain't happening yet. The plan is in motion. I just need more qualified people and more money to do it. I'm tired of trying to do everything with next to nothing.
I know, it wears you, it's real fast. But if I can do 2 minutes, 3 minutes tomorrow night, can I just do part?
Yeah, hey, not a problem, sir. I would appreciate
thank
that,
you.
PJ. Thank
well,
you,
thank
sir.
Thank you, and have a rest and revive yourself for tomorrow. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be doing something. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I'll be doing it. Yeah. All right, man. We'll be back tomorrow. Introducing the new